Well, good morning, everyone, on God's Sabbath Day. Mr. Paz, are you paying attention? Okay.
Hard to look at.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate your kind words. Well, anyway, as we prepare for the Passover time, it's a time for us to focus more on Jesus Christ, our Savior, and the life that he lived as he walked on this earth, and the great sacrifice that he made for each and every one of us. But I think that each one of us realizes that the scriptures are clear that he was a man like us, that he had close friends and people that he cared for very much. Christ, he knew happiness, love, joy, laughter. He also knew pain, sorrow, grief, and crying. And this is what I want to focus on today, that he knew weeping, crying. There are two occasions in the Gospels that speak of him weeping, and one is actually in Hebrews. The first appearance of Jesus weeping is in John 11:35. I'm not going to turn there right now, but that we're going to be there real soon, because I think that's the one verse that I actually have memorized. Does anybody know that verse? It's a real simple one. That's how I can memorize it. Jesus wept. Mike already knew that was my favorite verse. This is immediately before Lazarus was raised from the dead. The second appearance is in Luke 19, verse 41. And that's where Christ made his entrance into Jerusalem on a colt, and the people there lined the streets rejoicing and praising him. So as in Luke 19, verse 41, it says, "Now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it." In the very next section, it speaks of how Christ went into the temple and drove out those who were buying and selling on the Sabbath. So we can see that Christ has an emotional person, and he did care about people and what was going on. The third appearance, if you want, you can turn to Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 7. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. It says, "Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his godly fear." I am sure that there are many tears shed throughout Jesus' life, but these are the ones that are specifically brought out in the scriptures. Without a doubt, this is the most stressful time in Jesus' life, and we were able to see more of his emotions as he spoke to the people. But I want to focus a little more on the verse, "Jesus wept." And that's that John 11:35. Now, the scene of this two-word verse is in the midst of the death and rising of his friend Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha. And John 11 is devoted to this story, and in fact, this is the turning point for the final mission that he would have on earth. When reading this verse in context, most people look at Jesus wept, and why did he weep? The most common explanation people come up with is that he wept because of the death of Lazarus. But that may not be the case. He did not weep because Lazarus had died. We know that Jesus had intentionally delayed his return to Bethany. They told him that Lazarus was too sick, but he did not return until after he knew that Lazarus had died. So Jesus did delay his return until he knew that Lazarus was dead and in a grave for 4 days. He did also know that he was going to raise Lazarus from the grave and perform this great miracle before the people, the priests, and the Pharisees. So the question is, why did Jesus weep? There are a few things here that I would like for us to consider. First is the circumstances and a great amount of stress Jesus was under. Christ knew that his trip back to Bethany was the beginning for his preparation for his crucifixion and his death. Secondly, on the last trip that he was in Bethany and Jerusalem area, we can see that in chapter 10, John chapter 10, the Jews took up stones to kill him. He was able to escape out of their hands, and even the disciples were nervous about the return to the Bethany area. John 11, verse 16. John 11, stay in that same chapter, 16. Then Thomas, who was nicknamed the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us go that we may die with him." So they knew that there was problems and issues there. So both Christ and the disciples knew the dangers and hostile environment which they were going back into. So there was a heightened pressure and stress level that was with them at all times. Like I said, this chapter is primarily about the raising of Lazarus. So it takes place in the lives of Lazarus and his sisters, Mary and Martha. The relationship between Christ and his family was more than just a passing friendship. This is a family in which he stayed with when he was in the Jerusalem area. When he stayed there, he was more than likely to eat with them, spend time with them on a regular basis. And when you have the opportunity to live and have meals with people, which is basically a family setting where it's very casual, conversations exist. And I'm sure there were opportunities for deep conversations with him. When they asked questions and he answered them, teaching them, instructing them, and even listening to their thoughts, ideas, and hopes, and even their difficulties and trials that they were going through. There's an intimacy which he did not have with other people. Even the scriptures, and you can turn to John 11, chapter 11, verse 5. The scriptures say that Jesus loved Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. There are a few places in the Bible where it says that Jesus loved someone specifically. So he was personally close to them, really like a part of the family. We only feel comfortable with those that we have an intimate relationship with, like family. So Jesus knew them very well, knew them personally. He knew their personalities, and he knew how to deal with them individually. So when Lazarus became sick, their instinct was to contact Jesus. They had no doubt that he could heal him. Now we know that Christ intentionally delayed his return because he knew that he was going to die, and he knew that he was going to raise Lazarus back to life. If you jump into the scripture, John 11, Martha meets Christ out on the road, and the first words she speaks to him are, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have not died." And Jesus told her, "Your brother will rise." He also said to her, "I am the resurrection and life. He believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." She believed him, but she did not believe that he was going to raise him up that time. She assumed he was going to raise him up in the resurrection. And you can see that in verses 32 to 35, John 11, 32 to 35. "Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.' Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled, and he said, 'Where have you laid him?' They said, 'Lord, come and see.' Jesus wept." In verse 33, it says that he groaned in his spirit. Now, that is not really a proper interpretation of what the situation was. Was he angry and upset? Was he frustrated at their unbelief? I believe this is just part of his reaction. There's no doubt that Jesus, with and through God, he was going to raise Lazarus. Perhaps they put limits on their faith, and he assumed that through all the teachings that he had given them, that they knew and would fully trust in him. But they had put limits on their belief and what he could do. They believed that he would heal him, or even perhaps they believed that he would raise him right up after he died, because they had stories of others that were raised from the dead. But Lazarus was already probably a little smelly at this time, because he's been dead for 4 days. Their mind was not at the same level as Jesus' mind. Now, the question I have to ask is, why did Christ not react to Martha as he did to Mary? They said the very same thing. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Christ was talking to Martha, he was calm and collected. They had a conversation. But when Mary came to him and fell at his feet, sobbing, it was after this that Christ showed his frustration and was brought to tears. And he was brought to tears. Is it possible that knowing both of them and knowing their personalities, he dealt with each accordingly? Martha, the more business-minded, asked questions and was less emotional. So he dealt with her in that way, knowing her personality and emotional state. But with Mary at his feet and the way she reacted and the emotional outbreak that she was displaying to him, he started with frustration first, but being a gentle and caring person that he was, he had empathy for her. Is it possible that Christ's emotions and frustrations and stress and empathy that he had for these people that he loved so dearly welled up inside of him? Is it possible that the impact of all these emotions together was his final release of his tears? Not much different than you and me when we are under stress ourselves. This is possibly why when people around misinterpreted his tears for Lazarus, obviously he did not look angry, but was a look of caring and concern. So here we see the end of Christ's life. We have insight into his feelings and emotions. Here in John 11:35, Christ wept over the unbelief of these two people that he was so close to. In Luke 19, we see that Christ weeps over Jerusalem, the city, and the people that he loved. And in the garden, he weeps and cries for all humanity, which he loved. In conclusion, just a couple of thoughts here. Have we taken the time to know Christ as intimately as we see in this relationship that he had with Lazarus, Mary, and Martha? When you're on your knees, have you had deep conversations and asked the questions to get answers? Have you studied through the scriptures or the teachings so that we would know him personally? Have you expressed your thoughts and ideas and difficulties to him? We must ask ourselves, do we put limits on the miracles and blessings that he can give us? Do we put a limit on what he can do for us? Knowing Jesus and how he knows us and how he knows our personalities, does he not give us what we need in the times of our trials, tests, failures, and our victories? This two-word verse, Jesus wept, shows the humanity of Jesus Christ, the Word that became flesh, and the love that he has for each and every one of us.